Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Glory to God. We want to welcome each one of you tonight to the God in the Midst radio broadcast tonight. My name is Pastor Helen Price, and I'm here as your guest host tonight. Apostle Kizzy, Barbara Kizzy, our host and the host of this Blog Talk Radio, of God in the Midst Blog Talk Radio, is out of town this time. This is one of my first times ever hosting. I'm sounding a little nervous, so Lord, have your way today. So we want to welcome each one of you, Pastor Mom and everybody that's on the line tonight. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. We thank God for each one of you being here tonight. Tonight we're going to begin with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into the word tonight. Tonight is the fourth night of the guest that Apostle has had on the program, who is my daughter, Amber Price. She's been a guest for this whole entire month. And this is her last night on the program tonight. And Apostle Kizzy is out of town, so she asked me would I host the program. And so I'm going to do the best with the help of the Holy Spirit to do what he would call us to do. So, Father God, as we just come tonight, we come, Lord God. And as we come this night, we worship you and praise you, kind Heavenly Father, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord God, for your good and your goodness, for your tender mercies, for your amazing grace. We thank you tonight for your love and your kindness unto us, for your fidelity and your faithfulness, Lord God, unto us. We thank you for all of your goodness and all of your mercy. And we worship you in the beauty of your holiness tonight. As we come, we gather tonight in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you today to have your way. Oh, Lord God Almighty, have your way today. Move as only you can be able to move. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing and your blessing upon Amber as she prepares to minister forth by your Spirit tonight. And we give you glory and praise, kind Heavenly Father, in advance. We call upon you, for you, so whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We call upon you to say, have your way tonight. Do it again as only you can do. And we love you tonight. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. And Lord God Almighty, we give you praise and honor and glory in advance. We want to thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Kizzy, Barbara Kizzy. And we thank you, Lord God, for her as she's on out in the missionary and in the ministry going forth and what you called her to do. We thank you for traveling mercies, traveling grace. We thank you for great doors of utterance being opened, Lord God, that she may continue to boldly speak forth your word, Father God. We thank you for salvations and deliverances and healings and wholeness and needs being met as she goes forth in what you called her to do. And we give you praise and glory and honor. And we thank you again for this Get 'Em Radio, God in the Mist Radio. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, I dedicate me as a host to you tonight. Lord God, it may seem easier than what it is, but I know in you, I dedicate and commit it unto you and say, have your way, Lord God. Move as only you can do. And we give you glory and praise and honor in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Well, again, we want to thank God for these last 3 weeks, the prior three weeks that Amber was on the program. Amber Price, God has given her a book called The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It. And she has shared the first week she shared about her testimony and gave about all of how she came into the Lord and how she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And we thank God for that. And then on the second week, she gave on how the book came into being. How did God lead her in writing the book and some of the mechanics behind what it took for her to be able to write the book. Then on the third week, she read excerpts from the book. I'm not just because I'm her mom that I'm so excited about the book, but no matter when I read it and whatever chapter I open up, my spirit and my soul is always blessed. I give God the honor and the glory for what he has done and is yet doing in her life. Now, as I come and I introduce her, we're not going to delay and go through anything long. I want to introduce my daughter Amber Price to you. She is my eighth child. I said she's my child of my old age. But she's in her 20s. She's not a young one. She's in her 20s, and I thank God for her. I thank God that she is also the reward, because God said the fruit of the womb is his reward. Were he blessed tonight? He blessed in my life for God to give me where Joy was the child of promise, the daughter that he promised me that I would have. Joy and I together had six children before our first five sons, and then we had one precious daughter. She's still there. Lisa is our daughter, Lisa. And then Lisa was the baby for a long, long time. Lisa was the baby. And then God blessed us to have Joy. He promised us that he would give us another daughter, and her name would be Joy. And by the way, Joy is the one who's handling the behind the scenes this week, which means she's in another city. They're taking care of my mom, and she's there, and we're in another city. And so I'm so glad for this broadcast that we can gather together on the line. And Joy will be is handling the board, the radio. Her and Apostle work together, and Apostle has taught her how to do the radio program, the broadcast. And so she's handling the board, and you'll be hearing her and calling out the ones when you come online, when the time comes for you to press your number one. And so as I continue to introduce Amber, Joy is my child of promise, and Amber is my reward, because the Word of God says that the fruit of the womb is his reward. Amber is a multifaceted kind of a person. Not only is she a writer, where she loves to read, she loves to write. It was such a shock when she was in high school because she always carried a book around with her. to want to read. I thank God because her grandmama, my mom, Pastor Mom, loves to read. And I mean, Mom reads all the time, and I do too. I love to read also. And so she began to love to read, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for leading her to read to write the book. But she also is an excellent cook. She's just an excellent cook. She's a singer. She's a singer and went to a performing arts school. And I thank God for all of the many multi-talents that he has given to her. She's been such a great blessing to her dad and I. She's also been a caretaker. I believe that maybe one day she may even write a book about caretaking, because when her dad and I have gone through, because we are senior citizens and we've had to stand against certain things that have come into our bodies, but they have stood up and took up and gone on to do the work. And they're hard, very hard-working young ladies, Joy and Amber, they're the two that are still with us at home. So I thank God for her. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and to present to others my daughter, Amber Price. She brings the word of God tonight in her own way by the precious Holy Spirit. Amber, are you on?
Yes, I am on, Mommy.
All right. It's now in your hands. God bless you. Let the Lord lead you.
God bless you, too. And thank you so much for that intro. I really appreciate your kind words.
Hallelujah.
Hi, everybody. Before I start my message today, I want to play a song that has to do with somewhat with my message, and it is a song by Helen Baylor, and it is called "More Than a Scene." So it's a few minutes. But it really touches my heart every time I listen, and I pray you enjoy it. Much for listening, and that is the song by Helen Baylor, "More Than a Friend." Now, my message today has something to do about God being more than a friend, and it is called depending and relying on God. And that is depending and relying on God. In life, we can always depend on God. He is always there to take care of anything that causes us to stress or worry. 1 Peter 5:7 says in the NCV, give all your worries to him because he cares about you. God is a loving father. He wants to help us handle all of our problems. If we want to experience the peace that God desires for each of us, we must learn to cast ourselves and our cares completely into his hands, and to constantly, every day, every hour, in every single moment. Now, this next statement I'm about to say might make you think a little bit. Here it goes. No one is independent. I'll say it again. No one is independent. Now, especially my age group, and even people much older than myself, love to declare their independence. I have been thinking about the word independent and talking to the Lord, and he gave me so many revelations about it. The definition of independent is not dependent or affiliated with a larger or controlling entity, not relying on others for support or care, and being self-supporting. That means that all of us, in some way, are dependent. Some examples are hardworking people. If they happen to lose their job, what would they do? They are depending on that job to keep providing payment. Another example is if you put your child in daycare, which is a great service, you are depending on them to watch and care for your child, as well as inventors who have products to be sold. They are depending on customers to keep buying what they are selling, because if not, they will go out of business. Human help can change in the moment, but I want you to know for sure that when you depend on God, he will never change up on you. That's why we need to put our whole trust in the Lord. We can have $1 million, but we have to go to God to give us the wisdom and knowledge on what to do with it. God cares about us from the smallest things, like our fingernails, to huge problems that are never really huge to him. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. How much time have we all wasted in one point of our lives, depending on how we can do something ourselves, that definitely didn't turn out right? The wonderful thing is, we don't have to waste our time anymore. If we will depend on God and let him lead us on what his divine purpose is in our lives, everything will work out the first time. No having to do do-overs. Throughout my life, when I was stressed about some things, how I started depending on and trusting God was with the little things to just build my faith up. I would pray, Lord, help me have a peaceful day. Now, everybody else wasn't peaceful, but he anointed me to stay in his peace. Through doing that, I've learned to depend on Jesus no matter what. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We must remain in him. Isaiah 41:13 says, for I am the Lord your God, who holds your right hand, and I tell you, don't be afraid, I will help you. The Lord has led me with some ways that we all can continue to depend on him, and so we can be stronger in the depending area and trusting him. The first thing that you can do to start depending on God is to pray. You are bringing your cares and asking God to help you with whatever you are going through. Praying is showing your dependence on God. If you are praying to God, then that means you are telling and bringing your problems to other people who can never help you like God can. The second thing to do is to start meditating on God's word day and night. When you constantly read and listen to God's word, you will see his goodness and promises. Seeing those will cause you to depend and trust in him more and more. A scripture that you can read every day concerning this is Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. The third thing to do is to try to do right. I know other people might not be doing right, but you have to do right. In the Bible, Daniel did right by still praying to the Lord when he had been ordered not to. His dependence on God was rewarded when God shut the mouths of the lions and the den. When you do what we all do right, God sees it, and he will reward us for depending on him. Lastly, make a choice not to worry. Jesus cares about all of his children. True dependence on God means no more stress or worry, and even if those things do come up, you know who to go to. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. You will also be blessed if you trust in the Lord as well. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends off its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Tonight, choose not to be afraid and depend and rely on God. We put our trust in so many people and things that are fleeting, but God is forever. I pray that through this message, it will encourage anyone to depend on God. I also want to give anyone who is listening now and those who will listen later on an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you are not sure of your salvation, please say this with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20:32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just wonderful. Amber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
That was just wonderful. What a wonderful word. Glory to God. Now, Amber, before we open up the lines, and Pastor Mom, get ready to have your line open up. Before we open up the line, I want you to tell each one of us, tell the people that are listening, those who listen now and those who will listen at another time, where they may be able to get your book, The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It. Tell us all the places where we may be able to get it.
Okay, thank you so much. You can get my book, The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, and as well as Google Play Store and Google Play Books. And on Google Play Books, all you have to do is buy and download and read it just from your phone or tablet everywhere you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Amber. So we can go to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble, or we can go to Google Play. What is it, Google Play? Say that again.
Google Play Books.
Google Play Books. And can get an e-book, huh?
Yes.
All right. That was a wonderful message, Amber, about being God-dependent and not independent. Even if we had $1 million, we would still have to make sure that we go to God. I really enjoyed that word. I thank God, and I thank God for that word, a very timely word about being God-dependent and dependent upon God. I thank God. Now I'm going to give an opportunity for others. If you're listening today and you're here on the line, please press your number one key at this time so that you may be able to encourage Amber, encourage her heart, let her know how the word ministered to your heart or to your mind. Glory to God. And first we're going to have, as always, Pastor Mom to come on. Pastor Mom?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. That was a wonderful word that she gave tonight, and I thank the Lord for her. I just wish I was close enough to hug her right now, but that was a wonderful word, and she just put that word in that you could understand what she said, and you could understand how she could tell you about the Lord. And I thank the Lord for her. That was a good message tonight. I won't hold you too long, because I want others to tell you how good it was to them, too. And I thank you, Lord, for Emma.
Pastor Mom.
Thank you so much, Grandma.
You
and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Did you see that she did your favorite scripture tonight?
Yeah, I see she did my favorite scripture tonight.
Well, tell her what your favorite scripture is.
Lead them around with all your heart, and he will take care of you.
That's right. Lean not to your own in all your ways. Acknowledge him. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. Amber, you
yes.
Did you know that was Mom's favorite scripture?
I think I did, but I'm so glad that Grandma was able to hear it.
Now I'll let you finish saying goodbye to Grandma, Amber.
Thank you so much, Grandma, and I really appreciate your kind words. Before I go, may I pray for you, Grandma?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving my grandma the strength to listen in tonight. I pray that you will heal in the body whatever she's going through. Strengthen her, Lord God. Bless her for blessing others and for always showing up and supporting others no matter what. Thank you for her prayers, Lord God. I pray that you will touch my grandma and her body and heal her from all sickness, disease, and infirmity. Strengthen her, Lord God. Make her just so whole, make her whole in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And I thank you for long life for my grandma. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too.
Hallelujah. Now, Joy, is there any other number ones pushed?
Yes, we opened the line for 310-963-4139.
Good evening, my goddaughters and my good my sister friend Helen, Pastor Helen, my pastor mom, and I have no words to describe what I'm feeling as a godmother. I love all my godchildren, and to hear Joy working behind the board, and to hear Amber preaching, and to hear your voices, and Pastor Mom's voice, it just warms my heart, and you're right, Amber. No man can do anything alone. We got to lean on God. And I remember you're teaching me a Bible study, Pastor Helen, that none of us are an island.
Hallelujah.
I'm sick of those words. We always have to lean on and trust God, and he will make a way out of nowhere. Amber, you follow a long line, a long legacy of preachers and teachers, and just keep on going and keep your hand and your eyes and just keep walking for it and paying attention and leaning on God. He's going to take you all a long way. I got tears in my eyes. And I get to hear my goddaughter tonight, and I get to hear my godson tomorrow. So I'm excited about all that God's doing and about how God is using your family. And I just pray and that God's blessings on each and every one of you. I love you, Brother Minister Joe, and I love your entire family, and God bless you all.
Thank you so much, God, Mommy. I love you.
I love you, too.
And we love you, too. Joe wants to say.
We love you, too.
You hear Joe? Sister
I love Jennifer? You, too.
We love you, too.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. God bless you, Sister Treva. We love you.
God bless you, Pastor Helen. I love you, too, and Minister Joe, and Minister Amber and Joy. God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
I'm opening up the line for 314-279-8567.
Hello? Hello? Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, this is our Sister Debbie.
I was just calling Amber.
Betty.
That was excellent. It really spoke to my heart. And all I have to say is just keep up the good work. And it's one of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:13 that says, mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I really enjoyed that.
Thank you so much for listening, and I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I hope to be hearing you again.
Yes, the Lord leads. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless
and love y'all.
We love you, Sister Debbie.
We love you, too.
Yes.
We love you, too.
Love you all. And Pastor Mom.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay, now we will open the line for 314-869-6992.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. Catherine.
Yes, Amber. I really enjoyed you tonight. I have enjoyed you all month long. But I want to thank you. I don't believe I've heard that song by Helen Bailey. And she sounds, I don't even think I heard that song by her, that God is more than a friend.
Yes, he is.
More than a friend, yes. And I thank the Lord for the song and for your message tonight. And you said no one is independent, and that is so true, because we have to always depend on something or somebody. But most of all, we need to always depend on God to take us through every situation. Even if we depended on somebody else, we need him to also depend to intervene on our behalf, even if it's something else or somebody else. We still need to depend on him. So I just want to say thank you. You've done a great job. May God bless you and just continue to increase you, increase your ministry, increase your book, and may he just prosper you in everything that you go to do. And I know there's going to be some other doors God is preparing to open up for you. So God bless you, and thank you so much for giving us God's word tonight here. And not only
thank
his word, but giving us his word in your book. And if those ones, if you have not read the book, I say get the book. It's a great book. Praise God for the old and the young. Thank you, Emma. And I have enjoyed both of you all, Helen and Joy.
Yes.
And Joe, so good to hear your voice tonight, Joe.
Thank you.
So, God bless you all. I almost put something else in my planner in the place of your birthday. And I thought I was gonna go on another trip, and I said, oh no.
No. Thank you so much, Aunt Catherine.
Okay, I'm sorry, I talked too much. God bless you all. Have a good night.
I love you.
I appreciate you calling me every week.
Yes, we love you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, some surprises will not always be a surprise.
God bless you, my cat.
All right. God bless y'all, too. I am so sorry.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, we're going to open a line for 551-4122.
Hi, God Cousin and God Aunt.
Hi. How you doing? So, Minister Rachel, how you doing?
Oh, bless. I was so glad to listen. We do depend on the Lord. We need to because he's wanted gets us up in the morning. I was so blessed in hearing, and I was trying to keep up with the scriptures as you were saying, Cousin Amber, I thank God for you. Like I said, just please keep me posted with all the books that you have so I can use it toward my curriculum for my students. Oh, and my daughter, Amber, wanted to say hi. Go ahead, Amber. You can say hi.
Hi. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. It's so good to hear your voice.
I really like your book.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. I told her she can say something before she goes to bed. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I wanted to keep my promise to her. I learned that it's very important that if I say something, I have to mean what I say and say what I mean. And my children are watching me. So I thank God for your life and for your mom and for all those who he blessed you to do and to touch, because it's really, really encouraging. And I know I'm 40 and you're younger than me, but you are a blessing. And I've never met you, only saw your picture on the book, and I have your book. Thanks to God blessing my godmom, giving it to me and my children. Yes. So it's going to bless our lives. Hallelujah. And I'm just look forward to more books that he has you to have.
Thank you so much. And every week you have been on, and I really appreciate you listening in and taking your time out. I really appreciate you so much.
You're welcome, and I thank God for blessing me to be able to be on. To
and God bless you and all your children, all your precious children. I thank you so much. It's so great to hear their voices.
Okay. I know they're supposed to be sleeping.
Amber, would you like either Minister Rachel to pray for you or you to pray for her, or would you all like to pray for each other?
Maybe pray for each other.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Amber, you pray for Minister Rachel and all of her family first, and then Minister Rachel, would you pray for Amber?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will pray that you will bless Minister Rachel and her whole family, Lord God. Bless her for blessing me with her kind words and her support throughout these weeks, Lord God, and even behind the scenes. Thank you so much, Lord God, for blessing her to be able to listen in tonight. And I pray that you will bless her and every single one of her children. Keep them and preserve them, Lord God, and do for them like you've done for me. Keep them, Lord God, helping to do great things in you. And I pray that you will bless her businesses and bless her with great students and everything she needs to do, whatever she needs to do. And I thank you for her and her whole family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Minister Rachel?
Okay. And now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Amber, Lord, and where you're going to take her, Lord, for in higher heights and deeper depths in you, O God, in the name of Jesus, and these books that you have birthed in her, Father. Thank you that they shall come to pass, Lord, and be gifts unto everyone who will read it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the success and that she gives you all the glory for every path that you take her on, because it has you in it, O God. And, Lord, keep her strengthened, Lord, every step that you take with her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for the grace that you have given to her and all the encouragement that you will continue to carry her through each and every path that you are taking her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your gift in her, Lord, being you're perfecting everything in her. I thank you for the growth, Lord, in her life, oh God. And I thank you for her family. And I thank you how she is an encouragement and a blessing to her family. And I thank you for everything that you're going to continue to do in her life and keep her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And I thank you, Lord, for your love that shines through her. Hallelujah, that she's so yielded to you that your love is drawing people as you know, where you send it to the store, wherever you have her to walk to, Lord. She's a blessing in other people's lives, even down to the way she smiles. I thank you, Father God, for the influence. She's a precious woman of influence. I thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep her. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so
much, Minister Rachel. Amber, uh-huh.
Thank you so much. That really blessed my heart. God bless you.
Before Minister Rachel goes off, Minister Rachel, I don't know if it's you or somebody else that's on the line, and if you're on the line and this is happening to you, also call in. One of the things that the Lord reveals to us is a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom about what's happening in a person's body. He'll give us a discerning of spirits about what's happening in people's body. And there may be somebody on the line where on their neck that they're having trouble with pain on the side of the neck, going down the neck, and then also even with the throat. And if you're having any pain or discomfort in your throat or on the side of your neck, please also push your number one button so that Amber can pray for you tonight and we may be able to pray for you. So I ask you, Minister Rachel, is there anything going on in your body right now that needed prayer?
Sometimes my shoulder bothers me, and then if I lay wrong, sometimes I have a little neck trouble. Just when I'm up, it depends on how I'm sleeping, some discomforts.
Okay. Well, Amber, does any of your children have any sore throats or anything at this point?
My little princess Amber was going through something like that.
Okay. And so I knew that while you were on the phone. Jill, Amber, would you pray for Amber and for Minister Rachel about any infirmities in their bodies, okay?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, you say if you pray for others that you will heal us as well. Father God, I pray for healing for Minister Rachel and all of her family. I bind up any sickness and disease in the family from off of any other bodies. I pray the canopy of your glory over them, Lord God. Take away all pain and discomfort from all of their bodies. You said let it be on earth as it is in heaven, and no one in heaven is in pain. So, Lord God, I pray for peace. Oh, and just healing over each and every single one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you so much, Minister Rachel.
Thank you so much.
God bless you both. Love y'all.
Love you too. Hey, Joy, anybody else online?
No.
That's no more calls. If you're
no
listening
word.
Tonight and you want to say a word of encouragement to Amber or you need prayer for your body, if you're going through in your body tonight, there might be somebody you've been going through in your hip, or you may be going through in your chest or in your respiratory system or even in around your heart. If you're that one that's listening tonight and you've been having that pain that's been shooting up by your neck, push your number one button so that we can pray for you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll pray for you. If not, then we thank God that we've done what God has told us to do. Has anybody else pushed that, Joy?
No.
Okay. So, Amber, I want you to pray for that one that's been going through in their hip and anybody else that might be going through in their respiratory system and that one that has any pain. It might be somebody who's going to listen to this particular recording at another time, you know, and there's no distance in prayer, and there's no time limit on the anointing. So, Amber, I'm going to ask you to pray for that one that's been going through in their hip, that one that's been going through in their neck, and any other parts of their body. Would you pray for them, please?
Yes. Father God, I pray that you would just touch anyone who's listening, and even if they're in pain, that took the time off to listen to me tonight, Father God, bless them in their bodies. Touch them, Lord God. Reward them and bless them for the time that they took out to listen to me, Father God. Heal them in their bodies from top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father God, you know all that's going on in anyone's bodies, Lord God, and we know that you will heal us all, and we receive our healing, and I speak for healing, health, and wholeness for every single person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Somebody push the number one key.
Okay.
314-869-6992 is on.
Oh, that's me, Joy.
This you push it again?
Yes. I just wanted to thank Amber and Helen for that prayer. I don't have a pain in my neck, but I wash my hair tonight, and when I lay down, my throat is kind of it's like scratchy, like I'm about to catch a cold after I wash my hair tonight. So I thank you for that prayer.
Yes, that's what we were any kind of scratchiness. That's what we were kind of guessing that there was some that the enemy might be trying to bring somebody down with a cold or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we were praying. And I want to take this opportunity, Pastor Catherine, for Amber to pray for you, because we just thank God for you. We thank God for all that you do for so many. And we know that the grace of God is upon your life, the anointing of God, the mercy of God has been upon you. And just want you to know we really appreciate you for who you are and all that God does in and through you. So I'm going to ask Amber if you'll pray specially for Pastor Catherine tonight, for your auntie, in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for my Aunt Catherine tonight, Lord God. I bind all spirits of cold that are trying to rise up in her. Father God, I pray for supernatural healing in her body, Lord God. She does so much for other people. She would give 185% to anything she does. She helps others so much. Lord God, hear her and know her, where she is going through in her body. Heal her, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless her for blessing others, Lord God. And I bind all spirit of any sickness, disease in the family. And I speak for total wholeness and healing on my Aunt Catherine. Strengthen her, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. One more thing. I join with Amber and with you and in prayer, and those who pray for you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, I speak to every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease, anything that will try to attach onto your arms and to any parts of your body. I rebuke it at the roots. I bind every assignment, strategy, tactic, maneuver, wild method, and plan of the devil and all of his cohorts that would try to come against your body. I charge it and command it to leave from your body right now. Anything that would try to come to even down to your anything in your skeletal system, in your any parts of your body, I rebuke everything that's not of God. Lord, I pray that you would touch Pastor Catherine and give her even a complete overhaul from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I decree and declare over Pastor Catherine, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against her in judgment shall be declared and shown to be in the wrong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I just thank you now for the woman of God. Thank you, Lord God, even now for the Word of Faith Church and every single member, Lord God, and for the ministry, Lord God. I thank you for blessing them indeed in Jesus' name. And I give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, too.
Yes,
thank
Pastor
you.
Catherine, as Amber was praying for you, I start feeling something on my arm and like on my arm or just different things around. And so that's what the Lord had me to pray. Also, I want to tell you, Pastor Catherine, Joy wanted to be, she had gotten you some, those Jack's cookies. And so I wanted to get in on it. So I went and got you another bag.
She told me.
She said, I don't want Aunt Catherine to be getting fat. So, and I don't want her to think we trying to make her fat. So she wouldn't let me take it. But just know we were trying to get you. But let me tell you, Pastor Catherine, we gave Joe, he loves Jack's cookies too. So we always give him a little something to hold him over until the morning. We put something by the bed at night and wrap it up. And so I know when we were younger, Mama used to give us Jacks with little cheese on it. So I made it for him. And he said, Helen, he said, today he said, that was so good to me. And so your cookies that did stay ended up being a blessing to Joe, you know. So I just
Joe, I love to eat them with cheese too.
You hear that, Joe? He said, he's smiling, Pastor Catherine. He's sitting there smiling.
With that, I'm gonna never give me some more.
Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm going to slip and get me some more.
Well, I hope I can control. I'm asking the Lord to help me control myself when I start eating.
Praise God. He'll only eat about three of them. He'll eat three of them, and he'll go on about his business. And that'll last, that little bag will last him for don't know how long. I just praise God. So we thank God for you coming back on tonight, and we just praise God for you, and we love you, Pastor Catherine. And Amber, I'm going to let you have the final word with Pastor Catherine.
I love you too, Austin. I love you.
Well, I love you too. too, and thank you so much for your prayers here.
Thank you. Just, thank you so much, too.
You're a prayer warrior, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you here.
Love you, too. Have a blessed night.
Okay. You, too.
Now, Joy, has anybody else pushed their number one?
No.
All right, then. So we're going to get ready to end tonight and to end up in the program tonight. And before we go again, always we want to ask for Amber, if you'll tell us again where we can get your book, The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It, where we can get it. And then we want you to close us out in a word of prayer as we leave, all right? And in and as a matter of fact, give us the closing benediction as we go, okay?
Okay. Before I do, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listened in, and I just really appreciate everyone, and it really means a lot. And you can get my book, The Price of Being Kept, The Journey That's Worth It, on Amazon. And also, while I'm still talking, you can go on Google Play Books and just buy it and download it and read it right on your phone. And I just thank God for everyone. And I would, you want me to say the closing benediction, Mommy?
Well, first, before you do, we want to thank God for Apostle Kizzy and for her, her program and having her on, having you on this whole month. We thank God for just to bless. And I just ask as you close off, let's say a prayer for Apostle Kizzy and for all those who are around her, and then you can give us the closing benediction after you pray for Apostle Kizzy.
Father God, I pray for Apostle Kizzy, my auntie. Thank you, Lord God, and bless her for blessing me with this platform and the great Get'em Radio and Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for her, Lord God. I pray that you will bless her wherever she is right now and strengthen her in her body. And I thank you, Lord God, for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And our closing benediction.
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now be dismissed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joy, it's back in your hands. We want to take it.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people that.